Yerushalmi Kalayim Daf Nun Gimel. We're continuing from the Mishnah on Nun Beis Amud Beis, where the Mishnah discusses. We just had the Mishnah yesterday discussing the halakas of where something was done. Seeds of grains spread onto a field into a kerem, into a vineyard, with loba kavana, without intention. So what is considered us, and what one does one have to do? The Mishnah here continues about certain types of zera that you plant, seeds that you plant, that would not be considered nisur kalayim because of the type of seeds it is. If it's not roi for achila, and it's not normally sowed, normally planted, and you did so in a field, we're going to see in the Mishnah that it's not going to be considered an nisur kalayim, because it has to be a zera shetizra, has to be something that you planted that's normally done, that is a normal or something. Weeds or wild things that grow that have no purpose, no time, thorns, bristles, things like that. It's in the Gemara. Those things have no purpose to it. Mela, therefore, that would not be an Isser Kalayim. It would not be usher to plant it, and it would not be usher to keep it there. So the Gemara Mishnah discusses. Abakayim Kotsim Akerem. Person who maintains coats and thorns in a Karem. Something usually it's not planted. People don't plant thorns and they don't keep thorns around. But a person went ahead and kept it and maintained it. He says it's still considered aser for anah. It's not kiddush, it's not aser, it's not kalayim, unless it's something that kamo, unless it's a type of min that normally is maintained. So since these things are not, the Gemara doesn't explain what the machlokes tanoim is, but the simple understanding is, since these things, thorns, lechur, most people do not keep, most people do not maintain, and they're usually in the field, they're taken out, they're ripped out, they're cut away. And mainly, therefore, it's not a din. Mishnah says, Machlokes, Leizer says it's still considered kalayim, the Chachamim say it's not, and we paskin like the Chachamim. We'll see again what this Machlokes is, and according to the Marfula to explain what the Gemara is going to say later. Since Arvaya, the Gemara said in a certain place in Arabia, people, the camels, they eat these thorns, that's what they eat. So people keep this, maintain this to feed the animals, to feed their camels. And since some people do maintain it, therefore it has a din of kalayim, even if you yourself don't. Even if you're in a place that doesn't do it. Chama say no, only Chama disagree. Chama say Baravya, In Arabia, in Akanami, where that's the derech to do so, and there would be an Issa Kalayim. But would not be an Issa Kalayim in other places that do not do that. It's not the normal way. And mainly, therefore, it would not be din of Kalayim. Mishnah continues. The halacha that we talked about of what is considered has to be type of plants that are considered either mini yirakos or mini zrayim, has to be something that has a tam of achila. So the Mishnah discusses Eros, examples of this. Eros, kisum, shoshanas ha-melech, b'chol min zeroyim, einam kalayim akaren. This type of eros, iris, and ivy, shoshanas ha-melech, and white plants, b'chol min zeroyim, all these type of other things are all these type of zeroyim, all these type of seeds, all these type of zeroyim, are not considered a din of kalayim. And again, the reason why they're not kalayim, because they're not eaten, and people don't usually plant them in a field. Therefore, they do not have a din of kalayim. The Marifulda explains that this is the reason why this would be aser, the whole cheshbon that would be that the Marifulda in kol minei zroim, enum kalayim en ha-toyra, midrabbanan avi kalayim. It comes from the quotes from the Gemara Menachos that the Rabbi said it's not kalayim because, again, it's not the derech to plant these things. However, since lamaisa, the Rabbanan still would say it's aser, the Rabbanan would still say that a person shouldn't do it because it looks like kalayim. It's a nearer like kalayim, and therefore there's a we would answer it. So again, what would be the difference between zrayim and minei? The difference would be whether it's called minei zrayim on one level or it's called minei yirakos on a different level. What's a nafkamina? The nafkamina is how a person plants them. Minei yirakos is more edible. People do plant certain of them, except for the ones that we're going to distinguish in the Mishnah, single out, are not normally planted. But a min zrayim, you plant in the fields, does have a din, again, of achila. Now, what's the idea? Because Lamaisa, the Rosh Mishlu, brings down from the Lashon of the Rambam, near the masha inu miyach liuchol before karminim. So it's called minizroyim because even though it's not edible, people, nobody eats it in any place. There's no place where people eat it. But since it's made, planted in order to have refuah, people use it for refuah, it's considered min Ezraim, and it would be considered asur, at least it would be considered asur to Rabbanah. The way the Marifuda learns the Gemara. So that's the way he learns the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, a canvas, certain types of plants, canvas, normally a canvas, a cannabis plant that is made very, very hard, very difficult. It's not really ready for achila. So what do you do in such a case? Kamas of tafanomen or kalayim? It's not kalayim. Chomim and kalayim. Again, we pass like the chachomim that is kalayim. What's the reason? What's this machlokus by kinbas? So the Rashi Slu explains the machlokus is based upon that the it's certificates of animal colon. It's a ruka dijes makomish meskaimim but mechuber stay stonim avi minim and alino. Will be kalayim. Now the chiddush you would think is because. It's very strong. It's made from the fiber is very, very strong, and it's made most often. It's used not for achila, not for food, but it's used for sewing, for like linen to make begotten with it, and it's even better than linen because it's mutter. There's no iser kalayim with semer with wool. So mele, therefore, it's for that purpose. So that's why says Reb Tarfin, it's not kalayim because it's not made for achila. It's made for that. The Chum say kalayim, it is kalayim, because they learn that in a chanam, even though most of the time it is considered, it's made, it's too hard to eat, it's used for sowing. However, since it can also be done for chila, there's some people that do eat it, certain times it can be eaten. Some people that do that, therefore, he says that the Chum would say that it is considered, it's kalayim. Like again, he says lashon of the Rashi Mislu. It's mizum atafin says not kalayim. The ikro litva b'tzimro. The ikro is to plant to sew it together with wool. But the rabbanon say kalayim miskaimim mimenu lizor not mechila. Since parts of it also for achila, that's what the Mishnah says would be yasser. Come say it's yasser. Hakinar is kalayim mekerem. An artichoke is considered kalayim mekerem in a vineyard. Again, what is this kinar? It's the dardama b'tayra. It's the coat for darda. Again, it's called darda, and it has a this type of thing. It's a bitter. It has a bitter taste to it. But again, since lemaisa, it's planted. It can be eaten, even bakoshi. So it's now. What's the chiddush? If it can be eaten, of course it's klayim. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah that's klayim the carrot? So Rashi Mislui says the chiddush is a different chiddush. Since lemaisa, this yesh mekomos shemesayimim mechuber shtei shanim. When I said you would think since this thing, when you plant it, it stays for 2 years before, 2 years or more, before you use it, before it harvests, before you do anything with it. Mela, we would think, just like a tree you plant, it takes years for it to come out. Min-ilonu, there's no kalayim by an ilon. So maybe this would have a din of an ilon. Min-ilonu, says the Rashi Mislu, and it would be not considered kalayim. Kamash Malon, Mish is telling you that it is considered kalayim, and it would be considered awesome. Mishnah Gemara continues. So where it says, Amar Rav Avuhu, time of Rav Elazar. What's the machlokas of Rav Elazar and the Chachamim? Rav Elazar says, Chachamim, that Koitzim is considered Kloy Kerem. Why is it Asr? Shechim Makai Miyoslam Gemara Baravya. As we said and mentioned before, the Marifulda brought this in the Mishnah. Since in Arabia they use it because the camels eat it, they eat these bristles, they eat these thorns, and therefore it's considered Michael, therefore it would be Dinis of Kalayim. So therefore, even though it's not really the Michael Adam, but even if it's just for Michael Behema, it's already enough to be considered Kalayim. So there would be the Shita of the Chum disagree and say, since it's not, it's you're right, they would agree that they could agree that in a Hanami, if it's made for animals, it would be considered a din of Kalayim, even to Rabbanon, but that's only in a place where they use it, but in a place where it's not done where people don't cultivate it. They don't plant that for gemalim. That's not Arabia, other places in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we don't consider it a thing that's rei l'achila and has no rei for any shtapshus, and therefore there would not be a din kalayim in such a case. It would not be a din. So that's the machlokes lesser. And I look at not argue whether it's Michael or not. The only thing is it's Michael l'behema, l'gemalim, only in certain places. Therefore, does it therefore ask even in other places? or only in that place. So come and say only in that place. Yosef Leza says even in other places. Mishnah continues. Mishnah says, Iris for Irsa. Iris is an Irasa, it's iris, it's a type of plant, it's called iris. The Kisum Kisosa, Kisos is considered Kisosa, an ivy plant, that the is considered, is also considered that type of plant, it's an ivy plant. Again, it grows like a vineyard. For Shanas HaMelech, Kenimten, and Shanas HaMelech is considered, Kenimten is considered like a white lily. And again, these things are, identify what they are. And the and these things, the Mishnah discusses whether they have a din of it's Zmini Zroyim, that's not when we planted in the field, it would not have an Isser of Kalayim in these things. Mishnah to continue, the Gemara continues with the Braisa discussing other types of Minim. Hakonim, Vahigan, reeds, and Ahigan, Ahigan bushes, Vahiveret, and rose bushes, Vahatodin, and different types of bushes. Ma'ilon, Minilon, Ainu Kalayim Kerem. These are considered types of trees. And there's no din of Kalei Kerem. But trees don't know din Kalei. We already have established that before. It's only by Zroyim versus a vineyard. But trees itself is not considered a Kaleiim. Trees are only usher to graft trees together. That would be considered as different types of Minim of trees. But planting a tree in a Kerem is not considered an issue of Kaleiim. So these are Mine Ilonos. Hashifa, Vachilas, Vagemi, Vishakal Gdilin, Ba'afar, this type of rush and citron, and all the other types of Minim that grow, Ba'afar, grow in marshes. They grow in, our Fulda says, Ba'afar, Ba'agam, they grow in swamps, in marshes, in swamps. So therefore, Mindashayim, it's considered a Mindashayim, and therefore, Arei, Ain, Kalayim, Bekerim. They're considered a type of Dishayim, a type of herbiage, and therefore, they would be considered Isser Kalayim in a Kerim. They would be considered Isser Kalayim Bekeren because they're considered a type of mini Yerakos. The fact that we consider them the Shayim and you know the Lachazi Lachila, the Sam Lakufos, so that the Kiltsan is, our Shulu says, not Roy Lachila, it's made for baskets and for to make the wicker baskets and things of that nature. But since Lamaisa, they are a min of the Shayim, they're a min of Yerakos. I should say, therefore, that would be the same halacha would apply, that would be considered an issue kalayim. Break the Gemara. We have a stira. Tani of Yoshia. We don't have a braisa. Yoshia told us in a braisa. What does it mean? Is it shayim? Akinu zachilma ha demoya v'ata. The artichokes and melon, these demoya v'ata. These are things that are considered a type of a deshayim, a herbiage. And we just finished saying before that it's considered min ilon. It's like a tree. But what is it? Is it considered a mini deshoyim, which is Yerakos? Or do we consider it like an eel, like a tree? So the chayra, it's a stira in the braises. The Gemara says, it's not a stira, tamban the bracha. The bracha, the one is referring to the case of the bracha, that's the gabi we say it's considered deshoyim as the gabi of bracha. What bracha to make on it? Bari being deshoyim. It's the bracha you make on it. Chen the kalayim. But here, in the case with the kalayim, a kind of kalayim, and that's a different halacha, what's considered a mixture, it's not, whether it's considered an Isser Kalayim or not. So there, that would be, it's Miyashi Vistira. One place is talking more about the Baruch aspect of it. The other place is talking about more of the Isser Shabbat, whether it's an Isser Kalayim or not, it would be the, this Nafkamina of to what it would be, why it would not be a stira in these prices. Mara says, so therefore, since you say it's many of the Shayim, Amar Yossi, Adamir, Esrig, Alpisha, Atomer, Balapir, Eitz, you know, an Esrig of a tree, you make a Balapir, Eitz, Hat Omar al hat tomorrow shall not bury mine deshan. But if you have on the dates that are attached to it, you make bury mine deshan. You don't make a bury p'eitz on those, but you make a deshan. So the esrog itself, you make a bury p'eitz, but the deshan that are attached to it, that is not referred to as a bury p'eitz, and therefore that would be considered bury mine deshan. That would be considered deshan, which is what we're saying here. That it's considered a date rather than considered a thing itself, a fruit in itself. Therefore, that would be, so it's not a steer in the braces, one's talking about brachos, one's talking about the Indian of Kalayim. Gemara talks about it in the Issachar. Tzolof, Gabe Tzolof, Beisham, Omen Beisham, Beisham, it says Kalayim Bekerem. They're considered Kalayim Bekerem. You plant this Tzolof, you plant this Tzolof in a in a type of bush you plant in a kerem, it's considered klayim. Beisil oimim in a klayim, the kerem v'zrayim. It's not klayim. Whether you plant it in a vineyard in a kerem, it's not considered the kerem. It's not considered a disagrees with that. Beisil holds lamaisa. It's a din of a tree, even though it's a small, but as a look of a tree. It's not, that's what Beis Hill holds. The male, therefore, it's no Yisr, there's no client to care. A kol modem shukhai v'arla. However, Beis Hill both agree that it is considered mechivin ola. Mechivin arla, but which applies to trees. In other words, even though it's lo kastira, is it a tree or is it a minyarek? L'chara, by putting together with the, what we said earlier, that they would be, halakha would be, that modem shukhai v'arla, that would be considered arla, because they may not be considered klayim, but it would have a din of arla, which shows the status of what it would be considered, how we view it. Because l'kei l'gabi trees, there's no arla l'gabi minyarek. So obviously, if we plant it, we consider it an arla din arla, then it has a din of an elon. So the Gemara says, so we see l'chayr, we have two different opinions. Is this type of bush, is it a minyarek or is it an elon? So the Gemara says, tell you the difference. Achu ola mizuko, a plant that grows on it, grows leaves or branches on it. Gemara says minilu, that's considered a minilu. It's part of considered a tree. Mishurash, but it grows from the roots, not from the trunk of the tree. It grows from the roots. Minyaraku, that's a din v'yarak. That's a big kiddush. So you have to watch how this one goes. If it's the pashas is that it's you learn it out of the fact of what's considered kalayim. This is not din kalayim. It's mutar. But minilu, when you're trying to determine what's minilamu, mishurashav, you have to go what you can get directly from its roots. Minyaraku is considered din of yarek, so therefore that would define for us where the din yarek gets from, where it gets the idea that this is a din yarek. So the Gemara says that would be the chayr of the brisa. The Gemara said, wait, atigon, I don't understand you. That is the kasha. And when I said, I mean kruv, this is the krov, the cabbage, I mean molam is go, the cabbage leaves grow. It continues to grow. That's also minyarek. So why are you telling me that you can't do it? You can do it. It's a real called magazo. It goes like it's growing from its stem, as if you have Yerusha. So really, that should be what we should focus on. When it says, Kama Vadai, to my case, where it's Vadai, Makan, yeah, Basafik. In other words, when we say that Allah couldn't be, that it gives a clear din, the defining where it goes, it's telling you based upon the Allah of that it's minyarek. And no change will come from anything beyond that. But over here, Chinim ben Baba is speaking about a Maisa Zahaya, speaking from his own experience. And the Gemara says, therefore, we have a din of a Safek, we don't know whether it's din of a Yerek or not. Therefore, the question would be, so what status of halakha should we give it? And okay, how long one has to wait to be able to period any time? Adkan Perik, Adkan Perik, Kerem Shachara.